Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Okay, I have a problem. I went on the thing, and it said $2 for if you get this, you win this. They ain't said nothing about 59. Y'all put $59 on my account. So I called back left. I called back. She gave me a confirmation.
Hold on, please. I'm looking at a blank screen. One moment. What's your first and last name?
Hey, why I got to give that? I need to give you all my confirmation number. See, it doesn't match what I called you all for. That's why I'm having a problem. I'm a businesswoman. If I give a confirmation number out, I want my people to call me back and give me a confirmation.
I just asked you for your first and last name. What are you talking about?
Can you look up my confirmation number?
I mean, I can. I'm still going to have you confirm your first and last name.
Well, that's why it's more comfortable for me to give you
my confirmation number, please.
Okay, thank you. My confirmation number is C920.
Hold on for 1 second. One moment. Okay, thank you again for holding. And can you provide me with the confirmation number again? You said
C920662620.
Thank you. And verify for me, please, your first and last name and your address.
Rhonda Varley, 4527 Nexus Road, Houston, Texas, 77053.
Thank you. I have your account pulled up. I'll be right with you. Thank you so much for holding. I have the account pulled up. It looks like you completed a contest or a survey for a mixer.
Is y'all refunding me my $59 back that I ain't know nothing about? That's all I want to know. That's why she gave me the confirmation number.
You completed a contest for a mixer. Enrolled you in a meal plan app. It enrolled you in a meal plan app. I do show that you called in.
I did not push that button. All it came up with was, I'm thinking I got $2 thing coming in. It says you didn't push something for something. No, I didn't.
You called it earlier today.
Get my refund.
You called
it. That's what the confirmation she gave me was for my refund. And that's all I'm asking is the confirmation for my refund.
You called in earlier today. Spoke with two representatives.
I know what I did. She told me that I would get my refund 3 to 5 days or 5 to 7 business days or 3 to 5 business days. I just want to know, is that true? That's all I need to know.
Yes. Called and spoke with 2 representatives.
If I go get it, that's all I got to do is dispute it. I get my money back. I'm just trying to see, do this confirmation comes with my refund? All that other stuff is irrelevant.
You called and spoke with 2 representatives. It looks like the account returned.
I spoke to one representative, ma'am.
You spoke
not
two. You called in earlier, spoke with the representative. They canceled the account and refunded the account in full. Then you called back and spoke with another representative.
No,
right,
I
so you spoke with 2 people. You called in earlier, spoke with the representative.
Ma'am,
that's the representative.
Tell me whether my refund is being processed. That's all I need to know.
When you called in earlier, spoke with the representative.
That's all I need to know, ma'am. Is that confirmation number going to my refund? That's all
when
I need
called
to know.
In earlier, spoke with the representative.
I need to know if
they
that's my refund.
They
and
refunded
that's all
the.
I need to know.
When you called in earlier, spoke with the representative. They refunded the account. Then you called back and spoke with the. Asked for a supervisor. Your account's been refunded. Thank you for calling customer care. Have a great day.
Stupid ass. Retarded ass. That's all I asked you. I ain't asked you nothing else, stupid. They always trying to steal somebody's money. That's right. Give me my refund back. Liars. and she really trying to get it in. I'm trying to let her know she ain't going to get it in. Yeah, I don't even have...